In the news this month, Fermi spots a new class of pulsar, asteroseismology with the Corot satellite, and progress in the search for dark matter candidates. Pulsars are common in our galaxy and are usually discovered in surveys using radio telescopes. These compact remains of massive stars are left behind in supernova explosions and produce beams of radio emission which sweep across the sky as the pulsar rotates. If one of these beams happens to point in our direction, we see intermittent pulses of radio waves with a period matching the rotation period of the pulsar. Now, researchers using the recently launched Fermi Gamma Ray Space Telescope have discovered a pulsar which only pulses in gamma rays, making it the first object in a new class of pulsar. Although many pulsars are seen in other parts of the spectrum, this is the first which only pulses gamma rays. The object was discovered in a previously known supernova remnant known as CTA1, which lies in the constellation of Cepheus, at a distance of 4,600 light-years. Astronomers using Fermi's Large Area Space Telescope during the commissioning of the satellite discovered this new pulsar and measured its rotation period to be 316.86 milliseconds. Like many radio pulsars, although this object in CTA1 is located in the expanding supernova remnant caused by a star's explosion, it is moving away from the site of the actual explosion, in this case at an estimated speed of 450 kilometers per second. This effect is due to the explosion being asymmetric, giving a kick to the pulsar, sending it moving away from the site of the explosion. The results, published in the October 16th issue of Science Express, show that the pulsar has an estimated age of 10,000 years, which is similar to the estimates of the age of the surrounding supernova remnant. The technique of solar seismology has been around since oscillations were observed in the Sun in the 1970s. Now, observations made with the Corot satellite have detected solar-like oscillations in three other main sequence stars for the first time. The Corot, or Convection Rotation and Planetary Transit satellite, is a joint mission between the French space agency CNES and the European Space Agency ESA. As well as experiments designed to look for planets transiting their parent stars, Corot has on board a 27-centimeter telescope and sensitive instruments capable of detecting variations in a star's brightness as small as one part in a million. These oscillations are caused by the same convection processes which generate the characteristic granulation patterns seen on the Sun's surface. Energy generated by nuclear fusion in a star's core is transported to the surface by convection. The granulation effect is caused by large cells of hot gas rising to the surface, where they cool and sink back down again. This continuous process also generates sound waves, which cause the Sun to vibrate at certain frequencies, resulting in periodic variations in the Sun's temperature and luminosity. Studying these frequencies and their relative amplitudes provides information about the Sun's internal structure. Other stars with similar convective outer layers were predicted to display similar small luminosity variations due to the same processes, and Corot has now confirmed this prediction. In an article published in the October 24th issue of Science, results for three stars similar to, but hotter than the Sun, all show evidence of these acoustic oscillations. These experiments require long, uninterrupted observations of each star, making them impossible to do using ground-based telescopes. The results show for the first time that acoustic oscillations do occur in other stars, but the magnitude of the oscillations were approximately 25% lower than was predicted for the types of stars studied, implying that the models of stellar interiors may need some refinements. Direct detections of dark matter particles are by nature very difficult to make, since they interact only weakly with ordinary matter. But results published in the New Journal of Physics in October could potentially make the search a bit easier. A Canadian-American-Czech team, based at the Sudbury Neutrino Observatory's SNO lab, have discovered an effect which could help distinguish between background events and dark matter-induced signals in their detectors. The collaboration operates an experiment called PICASSO, a sophisticated bubble chamber experiment designed to detect so-called weakly interacting massive particles, or WIMPs, which are thought to exist in large halos around galaxies like the Milky Way. Also known as neutralinos, these so far hypothetical particles are neutral and more than 100 times more massive than protons. The PICASSO detectors contain tiny droplets of a superheated fluorine-based liquid, heated to well above its boiling point, suspended in a more stable fluid. If a neutralino interacts with a fluorine atom in one of these bubbles, the energy is transferred to the bubble, which becomes unstable and grows explosively until the entire bubble becomes a vapor. This expansion generates an acoustic pulse, which is picked up by a set of piezoelectric sensors on the outside of the container. However, these vapor bubbles can also be produced due to interactions with neutrons or alpha particles, to which the detectors are also sensitive. When the Picasso team began using the newest versions of their detectors, they discovered that the acoustic signals generated by neutron interactions are significantly different to those induced by alpha particles. This new result was unexpected and is not yet fully understood, but the Picasso team hope that it will provide a reliable way of rejecting the unwanted background count rate due to alpha particles and help in the search for dark matter detections. And finally, for the first time, astronomers have accurately predicted the track of a fireball before it happened. The asteroid 2008 TC3 was discovered on October the 6th by the Catalina Sky Survey using the Mount Lemmon Telescope in Arizona in the USA. The survey looks for objects like 2008 TC3, but this is the first time one has been discovered just before entering the atmosphere. The impact was predicted to occur over northern Sudan at 0245 Universal Time on October the 7th, with an uncertainty of about 15 seconds. Caught on camera by Meteosat 8, the impact occurred at 0246 Universal Time on October the 7th. As with other asteroid impacts, as it entered the atmosphere, it compressed the air in front of it, heating the air and generating a spectacular fireball. The event was also picked up by infrasound detectors in Kenya, giving an estimate for the energy of the impact of between 1.1 and 2.1 kilotons of TNT, and observed by a KLM aircraft over 1,000 kilometers away.